Blog Talk Radio.
Almighty Yahweh promises to gather everyone he scatters. I am a Hebrew. We are Hebrews.
I am a Hebrew, I was born in Texas.
I am a Hebrew, and I am from Florida.
I'm a Hebrew, and I was born in California.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in San Diego, California.
I'm a Hebrew, I was born in Indiana.
I'm a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Spain.
私はヘブルで、日本で生まれました。Soy hebrea, nací en Puerto Rico.
I am a Hebrew. From West Africa, Liberia.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Straight Lane.
We are Hebrew.
Aloha, my sister.
Shalom, shalom. Bless you, beloved, chosen, called out daughters of the Most High Yah. 6 weeks till Passover. Greetings, it's Sister Ashley, the host of tonight's show. Mother Jennifer is always with me. Let's get a sound check. Mother Jennifer, I got to stop saying always because sometimes you are extremely occupied, pulled everywhere here and there, and you need a time or two off. But that is all you're allowed. You get that, right, Mother Jennifer? Welcome to tonight's show.
Bless you, Sister Ashley. Yes, ma'am. Sometimes I'm not here, but it's always great to be here with you, Daughters of Zion. And thank you, Sister Ashley, for allowing me to be on here tonight. I pray that everyone can hear me. I can hear you, and I have the chat room pulled up, and it looks like we're getting tens, and we can move on.
Hallelujah. Thank you for the tens. Mother Jennifer, please share your heart. Our acknowledgments are our men and our leaders, our husband, our Yah, the women who follow, There are many people who are deserving of praise, for it is he alone that is worthy of all honor, but yet his spirit abides in righteous individuals. So some of them are on our hearts often. And who is on yours tonight?
Sister Ashley, I just want to first and foremost thank the Most High for continually allowing us to partake in his mercies every single morning that are new. Every single morning we get to partake in his mercies, and that is that's an awesome thing for me to just really grasp in my mind, for him continually keeping me. And, you know, Sister Ashley, I've communicated with a lot of people this week outside of the ministry, and when things like that take place, you know, and I realize that there are women out there who are not covered, it really gives me an appreciation for where the Father has me. It truly gives me a love for the leadership that he has me under, and just such a gratitude really fills my heart, and it's really tough for me to put into words, but I am so grateful to be a covered woman, covered by Yah first and foremost, but to be covered by this ministry. We are covered by such great leaders, such great men, and there's so much that goes on behind the scenes that, you know, we can't discuss. There are private things that go on behind the scenes, but our men always operate in such great integrity. And I'm honored to be covered by Elder Rufus, a man who is truly selfless, who continually labors, always thinks about Israel. And he always says, you know, I never have to think about myself, because if I focus on serving the Most High Yah, then Yah puts people in place to take care of me. And so he always remains so selfless in that way, and I'm just in awe of his walk with the Father, and I'm excited to just continue to learn from him. You know, we had talked a couple of broadcasts ago about you know, hearing the voice of correction and the voice of your husband, and I heard, you know, his voice several times today, yesterday, the day before. And it really does get you in line. And I'm so thankful to have his correction in my life. I'm so thankful to have his love in my life. And I'm thankful that I can hear his correction and not be rejected at all, just to know that I'm loved. And finally, I want to thank and acknowledge the household of Pastor Dow. You know, pastors' household, they don't get enough recognition for what they do for the people of Yah, for what they do for Yah. I'm just so grateful for their service to the Father, for everything that they do behind the scenes, the selflessness that they walk in every single day, the servitude for Yah, wanting to serve him first and foremost, not thinking about themselves at all. And I know that there is such a reward in heaven for you all. Pastor Dow, and to you and to your entire family, we love you dearly, and thank you so much for all you do. And finally, I want to give one more shout out to our dear Sister Aya. Sister Aya, for always being such a mature presence anywhere. You know, I'm thinking about social media. Every time if I'm looking through social media, I always see such mature responses from Sister Aya, always focusing on the Father, always really bringing everything back to the Father. I love your zeal. I love your passion. And thank you so much for really wanting to teach holiness to the daughters of Zion. We love you dearly and bless you. And that's all I have, Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. I too, Mother Jennifer, first and foremost, acknowledge the Most High Yah, who has shown me his purpose and intentions for me. And I really, really love the family dynamic that we have before us, so that we may study that blueprint and become everything we need to be according to the authority we're under and according to the love that we can give down the chain, even to our own children, just the whole family dynamic. I'm very, very thankful for him guiding my conscience on how to think and change, just allowing me to change. I'm so thankful for his chess game, all the little things he's doing in our life that are so perfect, all the things that are building and climaxing up to his return. We often can forget that our master is on this earth, you know, that he's here, he's present with us. We often can think that he's coming or we're waiting on something, but it's here and now, and today is the day of salvation. So I'm very, very thankful for the zeal he's allowed me to have, and I'm thankful for the men that he's put in my life. I'm thankful for chiefly my husband, but there's a lot of great men that I see covering, you know, their women, men that are changing and striving and being holy, and women who are surrendering. Though it might be few in number, I'm very, very safe, and I'm very confident in his truth that we're all moving in and walking in. I'm thankful for the restoration. So a special thank you to every woman out there. And, you know, my husband is definitely gaining more and more determination and fight to love and to forgive and to hold fast and to not look back, and just being a great presence of the word in his house. You know, he's just got so much word in him. I just love to hear him talk. Just thankful for him. I'm thankful for everyone in my life. I really am. It wouldn't matter if it was the thorn in the flesh or the one that made you grind or the one you could cry with. I'm very, very thankful for every individual placed in front of me to help me get to the kingdom, for I know Yah's purpose for my life. Hallelujah for our shepherd. We can't say enough. There's no way, my sisters, I entreat you with all kindness and sincerity. And with honest speech, there's no way that you would know the burden he bears, nor the men that surrender to him and follow him as he follows Christ. There's no way for you to know the burden they bear and the endurance that they have to measure up to. For me, I don't worry about them because they've all been, you know, equipped with everything they need to conquer every life's trial or every life's stress or burden or all the hate, etc., because it is just a lot for a human vessel. They've been equipped, but they still need the righteous to pray. And I do long for a day where there are more righteous women on their knees. And I pray you're one of them. Hallelujah. So I'm very, very thankful for those who abide under his covering, whether it be his wife, his family, his son, those who are his immediate family, or those just who are truly surrendered to our shepherd. They have gained great favor and will continue to gain Yah's favor through their surrender to his mouth and his man on earth. So I'm thankful for each of you, for every moment of your time that you've ever given this show, and allowing the Father Spirit to deal with your heart and to always get you closer to him. So thanks again, as always. Double honor to those who are of age, our mothers, our moms, aged women in the faith that are just now coming along or turning or changing their lives. Double honor to you. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Straightway Truth Sister to Sister Show, where we conversate weekly, bringing up issues of the heart, trying to always put a mirror in front of all of us that we would produce fruit, for our King is worthy. He's very, very worthy of our acceptance of him and his ways, and he is worthy of our change. He is very, very worthy of our change. I have two quick announcements, but first I want to blow a shofar on behalf of all those who have been laid to rest in the flesh, hallelujah, that were a saint, who had their name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. For anyone who's been called home, this is for all of them, hallelujah, all of them. We've had a few precious saints that have been called home within a year of coming to the faith, within 5 years of coming to the faith. Yah does things well, and I never question his ways. So, Mother Jennifer, we have 6 weeks till Passover. Very important message. If you all could please tune in for a moment. Here's my message concerning this current Shabbat. Hey, we will have service. We're going to go on and have a wonderful service as always here. But use discernment and use discretion on the roads. If it's icing in your area, make a sober decision for you or your traveling partners. Pastor may be doing a video tomorrow to inform each of you about it. Please don't travel here if your roads are not safe, make that decision for yourself, for your family, for your traveling partners. We will have service. Hallelujah. But please make a wise decision on your behalf, and we'll look forward to anyone who does make it, and we will be very considerate to those who made the decision not to come. So we got some, you know, ice promised, and who knows? We take everything serious. We've had tornadoes, warnings, things throughout the year that didn't come, but we always, always be sober in our decision-making, okay? So if it comes and it hits anywhere around you, y'all know what to do. I don't have to talk anymore on that, but beware of that danger. So 6 weeks till Passover again. Our dates are sealed, yes, March 24th through April 4th. That's our land is open. I think you've probably, if you've listened to the show every week, you probably heard it over and over again. And then if you haven't called, it's too late, okay? You have to go to someone higher up than me if you want to get your voice heard when it comes to trying to attend this late in the game. We're already getting lists together, organizing teams to work different locations of the land for the sisters, for example, getting a menu together, how much and how many, and all that good stuff. So it's very fun to be a part of. It's an honor to be a part of, and it's an honor for us to be able to serve you. So I pray that you each find it in your hearts to get clean for our Messiah and take that Passover worthily. Mother Jennifer, any announcements from you?
Yes, I wanted to announce that, Pastor Dow will be in the DMV area. We say DMV because it's central to D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. And that will be February the 20th, and that's on a Sabbath. The time will be 11 a.m. until 5 p.m., and this will be in Fredericksburg, Virginia. You can register on the website. The website is drybonesrise.com. Please register on that website. You just go to the website, and there's a button there that says register. It's very easy. Please register. And that's all I have, Sister Ashley. Again, it's February 20th.
Hallelujah. Just one more Shabbat until February 20th. It'll be Shabbat is the 13th this week, and then that very next week, off to DMV. Thank you, Dry Bones Rising. Okay, and maybe post it in the chat room, Sister Sakina, maybe now and even in the second half of the show, however long tonight's show may be. Hey, we have I hope a very edifying topic and conversation for you, though I haven't touched base with Mother Jennifer to get her mind. As y'all heard many times, we just roll off the fly so that we can, I don't want to put my mind into hers and overtalk her when we're on the phone. So I really want to ask her and her add and give her input just off the fly. Hallelujah, you ready to get started in our conversation? Oh, you know what, Mother Jennifer, whether you're ready or not, guess who we got on the phone?
Who do we have on the phone?
We have a woman from, did she drop? No, it's still there, right? We have our sister from Uganda. Uganda, okay?
Oh, hallelujah.
Sharon, it's our first time calling in. Let's pull her up. It's area code, many, many numbers. Hallelujah. Sister Sharon, you're live on Sister to Sister with Sister Ashley and Mother Jennifer. Are you able to hear me?
Shalom, Sister Ashley.
Shalom, Sister Sharon. Thank you for calling. Please speak your heart.
Shalom, Mama Jennifer. Shalom.
Shalom.
Mama Jennifer. I'm so happy to be on air with all of you. I just wanted to thank you all for the work that you're doing. And I also wanted to thank Shepherd for the work that he's doing for the ministry. I wanted to officially introduce myself to the faith, to the ministry. Yes, ma'am, that's it.
Hallelujah. I can
I'm
feel your smile.
I'm from Uganda. Yes. I'm so happy. Yes, ma'am. I'm so excited.
Hallelujah. We are too.
Yes. I forgot to introduce myself. I'm Sister Sharon from Uganda.
Oh, bless you, Sister Sharon from Uganda. You have quite a large listening crowd at this time. They're all tuned in. Do you want to tell us one more thing? How did you find Pastor? What was your first video, or the way that you found him?
I found Shepherd on a YouTube channel. It was a video he had shared of him and Mother Carol talking about the way women behave and carry themselves these days compared to the women in the Bible. Yeah. So I got intrigued and I started listening.
Are you becoming someone new?
Yes, ma'am, very much.
Hallelujah. I don't want to keep you, but I don't want to push you away either. So please, if you have more, share. If you want to say goodbye, you lead the way.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And I'll just go off and listen to the show. Bless you,
thank
ma'am.
Thank you.
And bless
Hallelujah.
You, Mama Jennifer.
Hallelujah. Bless
Hallelujah.
You.
All right. Mother Jennifer, Uganda. Hallelujah. We got a sister in Kenya who's in constant contact with Granny Diane. And now Sister Sharon from Uganda is also contacting Granny Diane. Beautiful. Granny Diane, how you get over to the white lady from Michigan? How she get all the way over there to Africa? You listen to a good, stable, sound mind if you got a friend in Granny Diane, that's for sure. All right.
Hallelujah.
So, Mother Jennifer, tonight I wanna ask you some questions and have a conversation about the intention of our hearts. It is the intention of Yah to reveal to you your intention. And His Spirit is constantly dealing with us, getting us to understand, as you say, Mother Jennifer, the motives behind what we say and what we do. For the flesh doesn't always comprehend why it's doing the robotic, habitual adaptations of this society and culture. But yet the heart knows its own bitterness, and the Father knows the intent. You know what verse I'm going to bring up, Mother Jennifer, and then I'm going to go to you. So right here we have, let's see, Hebrews 4. For the word of Yah is quick and powerful, and is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of both soul and spirit, and of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. So everything that's said and done from our vessels, there's a motive and an intent behind it. And tonight I want to open that up in dialogue. What's first on your mind?
You know, Sister Ashley, it really stood out to me when you said that the purpose of Yah is to reveal our intent, you know, to reveal, to show us what the intent is in our hearts. a lot of times, you know, we say that we don't understand things, but like you just read, Sister Ashley, that the word is a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. If we would really get the word in our heart and really dive into the word, then we would allow it to discern the intents, the motives, you know, the discernment, the things that we really have going on in our hearts. I remember, you know, early on, coming into this way, I realized that a lot of things that women do, you know, is premeditated. Excuse me, premeditated as far as thinking them through, wanting to have things go my way. You know, how can I present this so that it can go my way? How can I ask this so that it can go my way? So instead of really checking the motive of my heart, you know, everything that I did was premeditated so that I could get my way. And over time, I learned that that really was the wrong way. You know, I had to really learn how to measure and discern what the thoughts and the intent of my heart really was. Sister Ashley?
Very good. Very good way to kick off conversation. We can't assume to understand our own intentions. That's very arrogant. So why you're asking Yah what you're even asking him, why you're even seeking him for what you're seeking him, or why you're even doing what you're doing, why you're saying, no, I don't agree with this, no, I won't do that, or this is how I believe. Whatever those commitments are to you, you can't assume to understand your intent. And that's why his word is quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing the dividing asunder of your soul and your spirit, the joints and the marrow. These are almost opposing things. You know, the joint is dry. The marrow is the fatness, the refreshment. You know, the discerner of your thought and your intent. You thought one way, your intent was another. You know, some man's sins go before him, some after. Why? Because a man who says, hey, cover my sins, this is what I did, this is what I said, you didn't cover your intentions, right? You thought one way. It's very serious to dive into repentance. The pastor did a video today, he was driving. He said, why you pull over when the ambulance is coming? And just use that for an example. He's not saying don't pull over, it's the custom of this land. Why you pull over when the ambulance is coming, for example? You're habitually doing a routine that you've never checked. Right? You formed a pattern that you're following and you didn't question it. And those of us who are more seasoned in the way can discern the sincere hate. Was that not what Deacon Bell was saying, Chef, when we was leaving the house?
Yes, ma'am.
Worked at Walmart 24 years. Used to get caught up in the parking lot preaching all the time. I remember the endless nights he would come home hours late. I say hours, but a couple hours late. When we first got married within the first few years, and he would say, man, I got caught by a lady asking me about Christmas, you know, or hey, got caught by a man, you know, chasing me down, asking me, where do I go to assembly at? Where do I go to church at? You know, just the list went on and on. Just we would constantly communicate. You know, I'd listen to his stories. It's been years since he's spoke to someone about the Messiah. A 24-year job. It's a huge difference now of the hate that's manifest on earth. And what's the hate against? The hate is against the mouth of Yah. And what's the mouth of Yah? Well, if you consider the mouth of Yah, it is, of course, his presence, right? Moshe said, well, I'm not really good at speech. What did Yah say? Who has made man's mouth? Huh? Have not I? So I'll be with you in your mouth. I'll be with you in your mouth, and I'm going to teach you what to say, and you're going to speak, and I'm going to put words in his mouth, even talking about Pharaoh, because he had a purpose and intent, right, to get these people out. He said, I'll be with your mouth. I'll be with his mouth. I'm going to teach you what to say. I'm going to teach you what to do. Moshe had poured out the laws and shared what the Father had instructed him to do as a custodian of the law. And Moshe turns around to the people and says, hey, share this with your sons. You know, talk to your sons and tell them this same law. And what is that law? Well, it's going to be a sign for you. It's going to be a memorial for you. And Yah's law is going to be in your mouth. For with my strong hand I brought you out of Egypt. Yah has a manifested mouth on earth. He always has. And Yah even opened the mouth of an ass because he wanted to speak. What does the word say, Mother Jennifer? What will we live by?
It says, live by faith, Sister Ashley.
Yes. Yeah, you got that right. And by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yah.
Proceeds out of the mouth of Yah.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
And he did that. He always had, you know, he had Jeremiah the prophet, this, that, and the other. Now we know, okay, we got Pastor now, right? But I've even thought, Mother Jennifer, how intricate Yah's little, you know, his chess game is. That every community he's establishing, he's also establishing a man that will hear from him. Because perchance, we can't communicate community to community, you know, place to place, land to land, sanctuary to sanctuary. We're gonna be very dependent upon the mouth of Yah. And it's arrogant of us to reject his mouth now. And I was reading, where is it at? Matthew 21:37. Remember when he sent the, pull it up for me and post it if you don't mind, Sister Sakina. He sent the prophets to talk. It was a parable. He says, so since you killed them all, I thought if I sent you my son, you know, I sent you my son, maybe you'll hear him. But no, it's been a constant resistance from the earth and from Israel to stop the mouth of Yah. And I think about how the Father has endured all that process of rejection and hell and hate just to get the word delivered unto us. It's a beautiful thing. And just to put it in the mouth of the man in front of us, it's wonderful. Go ahead, Mother Jennifer, your heart.
I was going to say, you know, you really have to love, excuse me, the mouth of Yah in your own life. When you are able to really discern, you know, the voice of Yah in your own life and to love his law and understand his word, and you understand what that means to you when it pertains to your walk, you know, to making sure that you are completely submitted to him, then you are definitely going to not have a problem submitting yourself to the men that have been appointed over you. You know, if you're in a community setting, if you're in a home fellowship, whatever it is, you know, we're talking about communities being put together and how there's a person that is appointed on each community to be over you. And if you really trust Yah and you trust his word, then you trust him for who he has appointed to, you know, to lead you and to guide you. You're not just going to want to be your own separate individual. You know, you really have to learn how to truly submit yourself. And there's just such a big difference from coming from a point of living by yourself to living communally, because there's so much that you have to do every single day to submit yourself to one another and to truly make sure that you love in your heart. You know, your intent is love. Everything that you do is love. The leaders, their intent is love. So everything that you do every single day is motivated by the love that you have in your heart for the Most High, first and foremost. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. Matthew 21:37 says, but last of all, he sent unto them his son, saying, they will reverence my son. But, and you got to read the whole story in context, but when the husbandmen saw the son, they said amongst themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him. Let us seize on his inheritance. So they caught him, they cast him out of the vineyard, and they slew him. They killed him. So every extension of his love was always denied. And how would you do that? Even, you know, even as a woman, you have to check your own intention in your heart, because rejecting the speech of his representative in any way is that rejection of the Father. You know, rejecting the mouth of Yahweh. Misunderstanding the intentions of our shepherd. Not that our shepherd has never, I've always observed his character, he's never been apologetic. Okay, so he doesn't have to go back and try to fix or say things a different way. Now, I've also observed if he give the assembly something weighty or meaty and they can't handle it, then he's got to pull back. And that's because of the immaturity of the ears and the listeners. You know, so I've seen his dynamic. He's constantly shepherding. You know, why would he speak and say what he says? When so many are caught up in the words and misjudging that intention. So I do, too, on tonight in our speech, Mother Jennifer, want to bring up Yah's intentions for us again. But if we ever in our hearts want to push to stop the work, you know, you can feel Satan just all over the earth. Antichrist is just all in the hearts of people, you know, just wanting to cause stress and cause heavy yokes and burden, you know, causing the wearing out of the patience of the saints. And the saints just get stronger and they resist more and they push back, you know, and they stand on the word, submit harder. Lay down everything, resist, you know. There's just no rest for the weary, the word says. I think I want to go to, let me pull up my e-sword. I think if we were to look at the mouth of Yah, you know, the mouth of his prophets throughout ancient time, or the mouth of our shepherd, or the man that he's leading, you know, even in your assemblies and in your area, that man who represents the Father to you, they know the weight and the burden that they bear as people are looking for answers. They're very desperate, you know, so it's a burden that they have on them. And when you weigh that difference of that man's character to the women that reject him, and we go mouth to mouth, for example, it's a shame. And we often don't understand the intentions of our own mouth. And what I want to bring up, Mother Jennifer, is just kind of like you guys, my sisters, you can do a word study on any word in the Bible. So it's never my intention to say, go study, go do, go. But if I say it, I'm just meaning in general, if something's sticking out to you, hey, I'm throwing it out there, you can do a word study on mouth. And it's really pivotal because so much flows out of the mouth, not just the heart, but just words, deceitfulness, you know. And the word says that whoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps his soul from trouble. And it's very, very true, right? And oftentimes the mouth that's selected to speak, such as, I keep using pastor, but it wouldn't matter if it's Brother Daniel, Brother Kabir, or Elder Becker, or just whoever's in that moment of Elder Rufus, you know, whoever's in that moment of teaching, Teacher Shane, Eric Robinson, Teacher Eric, forgive me, and, you know, whoever you're listening to, you can't for any moment believe that you're equal. Right? You can't believe that just because they're saying something that your mind is quickening to, like, oh, I understand what this man is saying, so I am like him. That can't ever happen with a woman's heart. And the mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of judgment, right? When you think about judgment, Mother Jennifer, it's constantly misunderstood, is it not? Your thoughts?
It is. It is, Sister Ashley. It is constantly misunderstood because you don't see judgment always expedited quickly, you know, in a lot of cases. And so, you know, a lot of times people understand, they have the false understanding that they've gotten away with something, you know, that they can continue to operate in sin or transgression and that it won't matter. But not understanding and not knowing that, you know, you do a disservice to yourself because you really lose that cutting edge. You lose your fear for the Most High Yah every single time you make a conscious decision to go against his way and to go against his word. And there is a death that that occurs. And I don't think we fully understand that because we don't see it, you know, taken care of expeditiously. Sister Ashley?
Good words to add, Mother Jennifer. And I think about, we keep going back to shepherd, so it must be, you know, I'm believing it's the Father's intention to just use him for an example for a moment, because never one single time has Pastor Dow intended to hurt one person that he's ever met. And I would lay my life on that statement. And you would have hundreds of thousands of listeners that, you know, whether they drove by listening, you know, drive by listener, tuning their ear in just one time, or whether they stuck in a very dangerous way for 10 years or more, doesn't matter. That person's going to probably disagree with me because they leave, each person always leaves blaming someone. Most of the time the blame is on pastor, right? And so they would say, he hurt me. He hurt me. He hurt me. You know, whatever the accusation may be. But they would never address the heart that he truly has, the intentions that he truly has, you wouldn't understand as a listener the dynamic. Thank you, Brother Rob. It came back. Brother Rob Mathis, he said a statement on live then. You know, it's our job, I'm paraphrasing, but our job as a listener is to listen. You know, the job as the teacher is to teach. There is a placement in that dynamic. And that's why I said pastor doesn't make apologies, and observing his character that, you know, allowing him, the Father's Spirit, allowing him to apologize would be making room for mankind's offense, you know. And the Father's intention is to allow you to find your offense, you know. So no one who says, you know, he hurt me or he said this or he did this or I'm leaving because, and you got this list and you're going on, right, you ain't going to say anything good. You're not going to say he helped pay debts, he's paid funeral bills, he's paid hospital bills, he's built houses, he's traveled far and wide to if I can say, rescue, you know. And that type of character is not praised enough in him, because the enemy is pushing so hard to silence the mouth of Yah, and no matter how much even his own heirs to the throne, even his own Israelite nation, no matter how much they even push and kick back against the mouth of Yah, it's just not going to be stopped. You agree, Mother Jennifer? Your thoughts?
I do agree, Sister Ashley, and I find it very interesting that, you know, you can the whole list that you just ran down, you know, with Pastor Dial and how loving and caring he is, and how we as women are so supported in this ministry, you know, how we are very well kept women in this ministry. And you'll get one woman that will become so offended because he's telling women who are unruly or women who are out of order to keep their mouths closed. And I can't believe how people will skip over all of these good things, you know, and all of a sudden the women in Straightway Ministry, you know, we're oppressed or we can't speak up for ourselves, or, you know, there's always some type of bogus accusation. And it always baffles me when that happens. But, yeah, I'm always encouraged because we know that we are on the right path, you know, because it really is just such a backwards dynamic when you think about it. Sister Ashley?
Very good. Going back to the mouth, Mother Jennifer, and how, you know, how much trouble is really brought upon the soul. We're told to set a watch over our mouth, or David said it to Yahweh, you know, set a watch over my mouth and keep the door of my lips. And that's a very, very wise thing to do. But yet at that same time, and the dynamic of trying to shut your own mouth as a woman, if you haven't handled yourself emotionally before the Father and truly gotten things right, then you're going to let it out at the most inopportune time. So David said, you know, to put away from us a forward mouth, and perverse lips put far away from me. You know, some of these things really need to be in our meditations, as you are becoming clean, you know, and for the most part, you're not clean yet, you know. So the fear of Yah is to hate evil, to hate pride, to hate arrogancy, hate the evil way, and hate the forward mouth. David said it. That's what I hate, you know. But what happens is, what does the mouth speak? It speaks vanity. You know, it speaks falsehood. Men are warned in the word of a strange woman whose mouth is smoother than oil. And a hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor. He lays his tongue upon the things he shouldn't speak of. He tells a matter, rehearses a matter, divides very friends. You know, the mouth of a strange woman is a deep pit. But you have to come to this recognition within yourself when these things are talked about. What's the intention? Right? I think I'm probably more apologetic than pastor, because he don't have to get out here and go, what's my intent, Israel? You know, I'm in the background, Mother Jennifer going, we've been judging his intent, you know, while the whole time we're not even understanding our own intention, because the word is coming forth to divide your thought from your intent and to teach you your intent so that you may get clean. So everything's happening exactly how it's supposed to happen. Everyone who's supposed to be offended is offended. And interestingly, they don't even know that they're still submitted to the Father, even with their own rebellion. They're doing exactly what they were called for to do. It's amazing to watch. Brother Jennifer, I wanted to actually move on to a word called usurp, and this is really my last thought for the night. I don't know how long we might drag it out, but I want to go to usurp
Sister
and talk
Ashley,
about it.
Before you go on, I'm sorry, before you go on to usurp, you said a whole mouthful, you know, about people being offended, and I want to go back even before that. You talked about really discerning, you know, the wickedness, discerning bitterness, discerning offenses, discerning the pride, you know, all those spirits that are trying to hinder you. But instead, we're so caught up on focusing on the pride that I see in Sister so-and-so, the pride that I hear in her, or, you know, whatever it may be working in this one, you know, her vanity. But we never stop and think about, okay, is this in me? You know, why is it that this is something that keeps coming up that I see in all these women? Do we really stop and ask ourselves, is vanity in me? Is pride in me? Do I hate it because it's something in me that I haven't dealt with? And, you know, will you please repeat what you said again about being offended? And because I think it really blew over a lot of heads. Will you please repeat that part, that last part?
Hallelujah. You know, as I always say, Mother Jennifer, I walk away from the show and I can't even retain anything I said. So that's I got to bring that up for humor while you try to take me back to just a moment ago. Let's talk about offense for a second. Offense is something that every one of us will experience, meaning you either will resist and resist strongly or maybe be given over to it and be taught a really harsh lesson while you're rotted by the Father, or it's going to carry you away. And being offended, oftentimes you lose the intention of let me go to a verse. Yeah, give me just a minute to pull it up. I was just talking with a daughter earlier. I said daughter. She's not mine, but she's a daughter of y'all. And let's go. Where is it, Chef? Ephesians 3? I think so. In whom we have access, boldness. Oh, all right. So I'm going to paraphrase because I can't find it. I think it's Ephesians 3. You can pull it up or point me that way, Chef, all right. So Paul talked about how Yah's purpose was to, you know, he said, you know my manner of life. You know my manner of doctrine and my purpose. Paul is out there in front of everybody. Okay? And I mean that man had to offend so many. You know how many people could go back in Paul's past and say, man, he was just a murderer. This is what he did. If we bring it to real lifetime, the weight of the accusations against that man, and to bear it all in strength and confidence and preach into the Gentiles and say, my purpose is to bring, you know, knowledge of principalities, powers, wickedness, you know, all these things that he's trying to reveal. He had a purpose as a speaker, you know. As he spoke and delivered the message as the mouth of Yah, you know somewhere along that line somebody was offended. As Moshe spoke, how many was offended? As Jeremiah spoke, how many was offended? As Pastor Dell spoke, so many were offended. You need to discern your own offense, and you either allow it to conquer you or not. And an offense is aggression. An offense is agitation towards someone. An offense is uneasiness in their presence. It could just even be you being challenged to be offended at them. It still presents itself to every one of us. So as a woman, we've lost our intentions from the beginning. I love the verse Pastor said, hey, we'll be saved in childbearing, right? And he said, what does that mean? And I thought, man, that was really profound, because if you she shall be saved in childbearing. This is 1 Timothy 2. What is childbearing? Right? And a lot of people's minds, mine too, my old mind would have said, oh, it's childbirth, but it's really the performance of the duties. Childbearing, you know, the performance of the duties as a woman. So, yeah, he brings that out and says, hey, this is going to save your soul. What's the father's intention for you to be as a mother so that you wouldn't gad abroad, wander around, be driven off by your own lust, led astray? You know, just stay right here. Raise this man's child. Do it this way because he knows our own weakness, you know. But he can use something, pastor can say something as small as that from just one verse, 1 Timothy 2:15, out of 1 million verses in the Bible. Today, 1 Timothy 2:15, we're going to talk about, and boom, 200 offended. We're going to do a video about barefoot and pregnant. Just the title alone just pisses people off, you know. And that's Yah's intention. It's to allow you to find your offense, deal with it, dig through it, and move on. Hallelujah. Did I say anything like I did previously, Mother Jennifer? Or do you have another question for me?
No, you did. You did very well. Thank you so much. And I wanted to add that, you know, one of the greatest relationships that I have gained in my life is a sister that I was able to work through an offense with. You know, we had an offense and we were able to really work through it, not hide from each other, not hide from Yah, not deceive ourselves. We were able to work through it. And this is one of the greatest relationships that I have outside of elders' family. It's a great relationship that I have with a dear sister in the faith. So if you have offenses, work through them together. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. You know, just as Pastor had mentioned, why do we, you know, pull over for an ambulance? It's the same type of adaptations that we have in our behavior. And adaptations you would read in science class would be, hey, you move to a different temperature, the human body can adapt. You know, you go from humidity to dry, you can adapt. You go from high altitude to low, your body just adjusts, and your cells still receive sufficient oxygen. Your body's fearfully and wonderfully made, right? So what about our behavior? We have adapted, you know, to fit into crowds, to fit into to tradition, and that fitting in has trumped Yah's truth. So now here we are. Last manifestation of Yah, his spirit being poured forth before his return. He's trying to clean us. There's going to be a lot of behavioral issues, a lot. And if you ever just reflect even on your own lowly state and how pitiful you are, how much in great dire need you are of the Father, then you will also have mercy upon the person beside you who's trying to do the same thing. So we have to... We often have wrong intentions. Let's go that way for a moment, Mother Jennifer. Maybe you'll have a few ideas pop up with wrong intentions as a woman. So if you can't really relate on how to love someone, I'm meaning really, and some of you will say, yep, I have no idea how to love, you know, because you've faced yourself and you see that. But some of you will be just as Christian and religious as ever and believe that you love. Right? But you can't really relate on how to love someone if your love and your idea of giving and receiving is self-biased. You know, I hate even bringing the woman up again, but she comes to mind. The woman I never met named Eileen, not deserving of the last name she was given. Eileen is so self-biased. I'm going to use her as an example. So we can check our own intentions. Did she believe she was owed love? Yes. That's a wrong intention as a woman. To believe that you should be owed love your way, right? I'm owed love. I'm owed your money. I'm owed your sex, your time. I'm owed time away from you so you watch the children. I'm owed your forgiveness, right? But yet no requirement is on me until you meet my idea of how you should love me. And that's a lot of women's perspective. When you manifest what I want you to manifest, when you do what I want you to do, then and only then will I give love back to you. That's a very, very dangerous misunderstanding, my sisters, because it is within your strength, even though your strength is made, it's through quiet and confidence you shall have your strength as a woman. So you are able to serve, to love, to nurture, and restore even a man that doesn't even believe in the Father has spoken of the word. You can win him over with your chaste conversation through that strength. Right? So there's a place you can get to for it's free of offense. That's with true meekness and humility that will not require something greater out of anyone in your life until you produce your potential. Mother Jennifer.
You know, Sister Ashley, the woman that you spoke of, Eileen, a woman with that type of mindset, has no understanding of the ransom that has been paid for them. I know we talked about that last week. And so when there's no understanding of the ransom that's been paid for you, everything that you do or command for somebody to do for you is because of an entitlement. You believe that you are entitled to these things because you are basically working, you know, you're doing everything based on your own works. You are your own woman. You belong to yourself. Pastor talked about an unhusbanded woman, you know, and he talked about the lack of submission and the infidelities will prove that marriage means nothing to them at all. And, you know, you talked about bringing these mindsets over into this way. And this is why these messages are so good, because they're really geared. You know, Pastor says they're geared toward everyone, but I'm always thinking about the women. They're really geared toward the women. You don't want to walk around as a woman who is behaving as an unhusbanded woman. You know, if you are covered in this ministry, you are covered by the Most High, regardless of if you are a married woman or not. You know, you should be operating in full submission. You shouldn't be operating as a woman who shows so much lack of submission or infidelities or, you know, whoredoms or whatever you want to, whatever word you want to put out there. But a woman who is walking around as if she's entitled is a woman who has no understanding at all of who Yah is. She has no understanding of that at all. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. You said a lot. Let's think on it for a moment. I'm going to a intermission. Can I say that? Interlude. Just for a brief, let's say less than 5 minutes or so. We'll be right back. I want to talk about usurping authority. I want to bring some clarity to that so you can really understand the intentions of your heart. Thank you again for listening, my sisters. Be right back.
I'm prepared to go to war when my man Maccabean spirit. There's wickedness involved. I'm willing to lose my life for the creator of all. I know that's what I'm gonna do, but imagine all of this happening right in front of you, and you next on the chopping block. What's it gonna be? I know that fear's all around you, just don't let it drown you, huh? They told me step forth, and these are words that I speak. I'd rather die for that faith that lies inside. Martial law up in the streets, boy. Police on every corner, what's the need to creep for? Instead of being awake, these people sleeping more. Civil unrest is turning into street wars. Nation rising against nature, kingdom against kingdom. But be at peace, Israel, we're at the brink of our freedom. These walking zombies ain't nothing but holes for these demons. So I cast them out. If they keep coming, I blast them out, catching every bit of my 45. TV, radio, telling more lies. Why? To leave your minds demoralized. Why? Just to do they bidders whenever. The beast and the whore, they in bed together. And if you drinking number one, watch her spread her feathers. And land her eagle on the minds of the people, And that's back.
Hallelujah. I am back. Mother Jennifer, any thoughts during the break?
No, Sister Ashley, I think I'm ready to move on to usurp.
You are a woman of great peace. How was your, I'm about to talk about you, sir, but you, sometimes your answers are so peaceful. I got to ask you, what was your thoughts like this week? Are you a wreck, or are you losing your mind? How you doing?
You know, Sister Ashley, I'm really continually staying in the love of Yah, and I just want to say that we had a whole lot going on this week, and, you know, the Father really showed himself faithful in everything that he's done this week. I really got to see the hand of Yah in such a different way. I got to see the provision of Yah in so many different ways. And, you know, today, you know, Sister Ashley, I woke up with such great peace in my heart. And it's interesting that you said that. As you know, some days the Hasatan comes at you and he challenges you, but I really woke up with great peace in my heart. And so I'm so thankful for everything that he's done. I just am. There's a lot, Sister Ashley, that I take care of behind the scenes, and I'm not at liberty to discuss a whole lot, but I'm just so happy for what the Father is doing in people's lives. I counsel a lot of people, and, it really is an honor to see what the Father is doing in each and every individual's life. It really is. So that's all I'll say.
It really is. Hey, I don't want to forget this, so I'm going to interject something else into before we talk about usurping authority. So when you move to Straightway Community, maybe this is something that each of you didn't know. I've never talked about it on the show. And I had permission to share some of this. I had permission to share all this information, you know, per pastor, and asking him, could I share what we do? We at this community have a personal information record that we fill out. Is that similar? Do you, Mother Jennifer, have something that each person that moves into your family, can they sign something?
Sister Ashley, we do, and I'm glad you're mentioning this because we actually need to update our files. So I'm glad that we're talking about this, but we do have information on file for people who move in. So, yes,
Hallelujah.
Ma'am.
Good. Yes, I have a copy right in front of me, and I just want to say kind of some of the things that is on it. And, you know, just to ask you to fill out the questions and print them neatly. Now, this is I have to explain first, we are a family. It's very, very different from, you know, a business. We're not a business. We're not 501c3. We're very personal. We communicate. We see each other. We live with each other. We eat together year after year after year after year. You become so close to these individuals. And so though this might be, you know, ignorant to someone without knowledge, is very wise to those of us who are abiding in communities. So I share it in open air. It asks, of course, name and birth and any information that you want to share personally. And it also asks things like, you know, if there's previous physical illness, what are your desires to be treated, you know, medically or by a doctor, yes or no? If you had an accident, any bodily harm, what do you want? Do you want to be, would you want life support, for example, which is also some of the questions they may ask you even in a hospital setting, but at least this document could perhaps serve as something very important if anything happened. And in case of death, you could leave your contact information. You could leave any health history that you need to leave, anything to inform. Who are you informing with this paper? Only the filing cabinet and the one who has the key. See, once again, you can't think, you know, as the world has taught you to think. We're very intimate, personal, private. It's not I could leave something on my porch and it would never be taken. You know, I could leave something on my table and I think one of the little children might jack it. But, you know, we are really honest people here. So we just visually, if all you've ever seen is us visually and you've never really set boots on the ground, it's going to be very hard for you to understand how we speak and why we do what we do. But, you know, in case of death, what would you want to do with your personal belongings? You know, what would you want to do? Where would you want to be buried? Do you want to be embalmed or not? Do you want your organs shared or not? I mean, these things are, you know, we come into the unity of one mind and one spirit, but maybe there's a difference, you know, for you, and you would need to state that. So a witness to your signature would also sign it. The names of your children would be on there. Any copies of any documentation that you would like to file as well. This sort of communication has proved necessary. It's proved necessary. So if you want to be transported, like I said, if you want life support, if you want anything done for even your own children's bodies, if something were to happen to you, it sounds very far-fetched or very maybe even fearful to your minds to write it down or have a file. But I can use my grandfather, who was married for 60 years. And when my grandmother had an aneurysm on her way back from a jog, you would have never, you know, you never know when something's going to happen. She was a vegetable immediately and gone within 3 days. For 60 years, she had everything from personal information to banking accounts to he didn't even know where his belt was. Because, believe me, in that generation, it was not strange for a woman to serve her husband. And so she was everything, if I can say that, in a gist, to him. So this type of communication would have paid off for him because he didn't know how to handle a thing other than some of her verbal wishes, you know. But just using that as an example, Mother Jennifer, and maybe yours is a little different. Do you want to speak on your personal information record?
Sister Ashley, our information was, you know, pretty much if anything happened, you know, do you want to be on life support? That was information that we needed to know. And it was the name of the person, the date of birth of the person. And, you know, even we ask people when they come in the home, you know, do you have any history, any medical history of maybe diabetes or high blood pressure or anything like that? Not saying that they have it now, but is there a history of it? So sometimes people might start manifesting these symptoms and you don't understand what's going on with them, you know, and maybe they've had these symptoms before and they were on medication and they're not taking medication now and they're moving on to, you know, getting deliverance and being set free in that area, which is all great. But we need to know what the history is, so that we'll have an understanding if anything ever happens to that person. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. And by all means, we're a faith-filled people, so we don't rely wholeheartedly on the arm of man or arm of flesh, but if there's a need or something that is necessary for us to go to hospital care, It's great to have this kind of information out front, because when you move and you have a boatload of, you know, secrets, or even just when you have the faith in your heart and you just want to deny everything that's spoken over you, you know, so then you don't want to speak of it because you believe you'll be saying that you still have it. Now, let's just be real. You know, I'm not owning anything that I'm saying, but this has been my past. You know, this has been what my flesh has endured. You know, just be honest with one another on communities. And, hey, maybe it's something each of you already do. Maybe it's something that will spark thought for each of you. But it's a great idea, I think. And I was honored to fill it out because, I'm easy to, who do you want my personal belongings to go to? If it ain't a saint, burn it. I mean, I'm just that real. Like, this is my family. You know, I don't have any ties, but not everyone is like that. And a lot of people's ties really distort things when things go wrong. You know, it's better to be buried amongst the saints when the grieving process is already so much to endure, but yet family wants to literally cut a rug. And if you've asked Mother Sister Vicky about her experience, she had an aunt jump on the casket as it was being lowered. And hey, Chef, that's not even a black woman. That's a little funny between me and Chef. You know, they say black women can get funny at funerals, but you know, this is a white woman going down too. It's not prejudice. You know, it's not bias. I should say that spirit of ignorance. You just don't know. But I think that's enough for that. Anything else to share on your personal information record? Why you do it, or just anything before we go on?
You just don't want to be a burden to the saints. You want to be able to give all the information that's needed up front so that you don't become a burden. And that's all I have.
Hallelujah. Good idea. So, yeah, I thought that was a good thing to talk about. And I think that anyone, my brother Daniel, who I just know is interested, I'm reading the text, I believe you would be permitted, sir, to view it, and I will double, triple check and get that permission for you and pass anything along that I can. It's an honor to have anyone from Goshen listening. And y'all continue to strengthen you. Hallelujah. I get excited when your videos get uploaded. All right. We got one verse to talk about, and I hope this brings a little bit of understanding, okay? So 1 Timothy 2:12 says, "But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence." All right, can we all agree? That is the word, and that is the truth. All right, so it says before that a woman should learn in silence with all subjection. It's easy, can I use the word easy? It's easy to understand the word when you live it, and it's easy to walk it out when you believe it, right? So there are women in our ministry that would understand this concept, and the majority of the minds are going to go, you know, I'm not to talk over my husband, tell him my will and my way. I'm not to lead him in his decision-making, you know, and the list will go on and on. And if I do so to my husband, then that would be usurping his authority, going above his authority, and you are correct, okay? But I want to give you a different perspective as well so that you would have just more grounds to fear Yah. You know, it's all about standing in the fear of Yah. Mother Jennifer, you can, as a woman, in general, I'm speaking, not you, in general as a woman, we know and agree not to teach. Okay, not to teach a man what he's going to do. To usurp his authority would also be if you as a woman do not consider another man's wife when you're speaking to a woman to woman, if you're not considering that man, as you speak to her, you are usurping authority. You are dominating a possession of his. Okay? So you can not only usurp the authority of your own master, but you can usurp the authority of his possession. You can disrespect and dishonor that man by disrespecting and dishonoring his possession. Now, for some of us and few of us that walk in the fear of Yah, we have it already in our conscience and in our minds. I speak woman to woman, it's an automatic that what I say can be told to her husband, shared to her husband, and there will never be a time where I put you under some kind of grip, don't tell your husband. That's a red flag right there. You're dividing the house. You're usurping authority. You're going past what he would want for his wife. And so woman-to-woman relationships, even in this ministry, if you don't respect and reverence your husband at home, it's an automatic that you won't respect another man's woman. And that's the conflict that we have when we war and fight and cause petty issues. Because it's easy for you as a woman to point a finger, to have a problem, to dissect, to manipulate, or to have some form of idea of what that woman should be doing, saying, or acting like. But if she's covered, and remember, every woman is covered, you would treat her with more reverence than you do. Now, Mother Jennifer, let's talk about it. If a woman is not covered in the flesh by a man, is she not a bought and paid for possession of the Most High Yah, and she is to be reverenced in speech in our conversations, Mother Jennifer?
Yes, Sister Ashley, she is. She is a daughter of Zion. She is a bought and paid for possession. You know, when we look at the dynamic of relationships between women, we are all the bride. You know, we are all his brides. And so when you look at another woman, you're looking at a bought and paid for possession of Yah. You know, this woman is a bride of Christ just like I am. And I have to approach her with respect. I have to approach her with love. You know, whatever I say to her, my intent has to be love. If I'm correcting her, that correction has to be love. It has to be that I want her to succeed. I don't want her to fail. I want her to be able to get this because she is a quote-unquote sister wife, if I can say that and just have you all understand what I'm saying. But even if she does not have a husband on this earth, she is still a bride just like I am. And if I disrespect that woman, I disrespect Yah. Sister Ashley?
Absolutely. And, you know, our character would benefit from embracing that truth because I can't tell you how many times cleanup has to be done in a circumstance where a woman is, she's already broken, she's already fragile, and now a woman is messing her up. You know? It's just really out of order. If you don't have guidance for a woman, don't give her any. And if you're not going to reverence her head, her master, Yeshua, first, and then, of course, her fleshly husband as her master, if you're not going to reverence those men in her presence, or if you're not going to say to that man what you're saying to her, then you should silence yourself. Because your intentions, though you think are one way, they're really another. And that brings full circle to what we spoke about when the word of Yah is sharper than any two-edged sword and divides between that thought and that intent. And when we talk about these things, my sisters, it's not everybody, it's not every time, just in general, just so that you're aware of the lurkings and the prowl of these type of spirits. Pastor's going to talk about Jezebel. He's going to talk about being unhusband. That's a beautiful idea and concrete concept of who Jezebel is. And you don't think spirits are going to literally cut up? It wouldn't matter if it's the smallest spirits of rejection all the way up to the hierarchy. You know, spirits are going to reflect the impact that the mouth of Yah has made into their kingdom, you know. And so just be on the lookout for women who are, you know, I don't take it personal by any means because my heart is not like that. You got a woman who dishonors me or dishonors my husband who is a deacon. I don't take it personal. I just understand that she is an embarrassment and shame to her own husband. You know, that's just a knowing and an understanding in a sober-minded woman. You know what woman is submitting or not. You know what woman is trying to rule. You know what woman is fighting, you know, for hope. And you just, we know. And so just be on the lookout for that. I know, you know, then we can go all the way to the other aspect, Mother Jennifer, where you can't even commit to, you know, we're all hanging out, right? I'm trying to go really funny for a minute. And Mama Nelly says, hey, could you, you know, pop in the storage room and grab me something? Let me go ask my husband. Come on, sis. Your husband is fellowshipping. He don't want to be bothered with your nonsense. Just pop in the storage room and get it. You know, we can go from one angle to the other. Mother Jennifer.
You know, Sister Ashley, I think we talk about this aspect probably once a year, and it's always very interesting how you get a woman who will submit at a time when, you know, well, hey, can you wash dishes? Let me go ask my husband. Hey, can you check the serving line out? Let me go ask my husband. Can you stay behind and just help clean up the dining hall? Let me go ask my husband. You know, but there are other times when the husband isn't asked. So it's almost like when it's convenient is when the woman wants to ask the husband. Now, most of the time, a husband is not going to have a problem with you washing dishes or popping in the storage room to grab a can of beans or whatever. So we really have to just use, you know, common sense, Sister Ashley, I guess is the word that I need to use. And just be holy in your intent. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah, that's right. Be holy in your intent. And, you know, as you search and ask Yah for your intent, don't be surprised when it's revealed to you. You know, take your hit, take your, I don't want to say punishment, but just, you know, take that correction and really change. Bring about a change. So, as a sister, we have some disrespectful sisters. We really, really do. I can't do a thing about it. You can't do a thing about it. All you can do is keep love, you know, keep loving, keep pressing towards the mark. We have pettiness. We have drama. We got all those things. Satan is busy and Yah is real, you know. So just stay really busy seeking the Father for your own intentions, that they may be revealed to you, because your thoughts are one way, your intentions are another. I got a verse I want to wrap it up on, and you're right, beloved Sister Wenda. I think it's Sister Wenda that popped this up there. Yeah, anyone considering signing an organ donor card should do their due diligence and research it thoroughly. And Chef said, yes, ma'am, Shepherd's spoken about this for sure. So it is true, yes. It's not something I would do. All right. That's personal, though. This is personal. I'm going to go to Hebrews 4, and I'm going to read 14 through 16, Mother Jennifer, and then I'll ask you to wrap up your thoughts for the show. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, he's Jesus, the Son of Yah, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help him, to help us in time of need. And so that's how we take our intentions before him as well. There's just no way that your intentions are clear or clean, you know, the way that you spoke to one another, the way that you've manifested yourself, or the lack of love that you've had. There's just no way that you understand your own intentions. Hey, personal info. Yes, okay, got another request for the form. I kind of thought that would happen. So for that to happen, that's wonderful. I will definitely make those requests known for the personal information record. I'm glad and hope that it will benefit your communities. Brother Daniel asked us earlier, 3 hours ago, are you really blessed? And, hey, the Bell family is really, really blessed. You know, no earthly circumstance is going to take away Yah's favor. It's just not. Yah's favor has never moved from my husband nor myself. And whether that's agreed or not, I'm not looking for it. I'm loving the Father. I'm loving his people. And I'm pressing on. Abundant honor to to our shepherd who is fulfilling the Father's intentions. We are children according to the purpose, right? The promise. So even the Father has an intention, and oftentimes it's his intention to offend. It really is. So hallelujah. Buckle up. It's going to be a ride of our lives, as his mouth is not going to be stopped, no matter who or how it manifests itself, no matter how angry or offended anyone may ever get. He's not, his men will not be stopped. Mother Jennifer, your thoughts in the show.
For there is one Elohim and one mediator between Yah and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be tested in due time. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Remember, use discernment when you're traveling here. Make a sober decision for you and your traveling partners. Don't travel here Shabbat if the roads are not safe or if they're icy. Bless all y'all. If I see you Shabbat, bless you and your families. If I don't, bless you again and again. If we don't have electricity, it'll be the only way. We can't tell you any updates. Hallelujah. Look forward to any videos coming from our shepherd. If you're anything like me, you get excited every time you see our beloved brothers and our shepherd's face in his videos. Thank y'all so much for listening. I hope this helps. Maybe it brought some clarity, some direction, just even an answer. Bless you, Sister Sharon. Everyone in the chat room sends you their love and says, welcome home. You have found your true people all the way over there in Uganda. Welcome to the faith, my sister. Stay close. Ask questions to Granny Diane. Be hungry. Be hungry for the Father. Hallelujah. Shalom.